I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. My guest today is my good friend, Dimitri Karyotis, and he just came out with a new collection of stories, his very first book called The Quiet Time. On Poetic License, we have another good friend of mine, Azucena Dominguez, and she's going to tell us about her first kiss. Stick around, it's going to be a great show. This morning, I was reading that McDonald's, its profits has gone down 30%, which doesn't mean they're not making a gazillion dollars like they do every year, just that their profits have gone down a bit. But get this, this is the reason, and I quote, "Americans are making more healthy choices such as Chipotle." Really? Chipotle is the healthy choice? How bad does your food have to be for Chipotle to be the paragon of eating healthy? If you go to Chipotle, you know that they take a tortilla the size of a tablecloth, which must be about 180 carbs, and then they stuff it with another 80 carbs of rice, a bunch of beans, your choice of fatty meat, and then they top it off with cheese and sour cream. They roll up the tortilla, and it's bigger than your head. That's healthy? Well, I guess you can have lettuce and tomatoes on it, but maybe it's less bad than McDonald's. That's about the best we can say. And as Americans, I think our addiction to bad food is at such extreme levels that we believe, as gospel, that less bad is better. It's not. Less bad is still bad. I could be eating a 12-inch tuna sandwich from Subway, piled with three kinds of cheese, swimming in a pool of mayonnaise with chunks of salty pickled things, and I say to myself as I'm eating all 12 inches of it, "Well, at least it's better than a double cheeseburger. It's tuna." No, just because something is theoretically less bad doesn't make it better. That would be like, "Well, I only murdered that one family. It's less bad than killing the neighbors, too." I know, killing people and eating bad food isn't the same thing, but it kind of is, because with every Subway sandwich I eat, I'm stabbing myself. But I admit it, it's not easy to eat healthy, especially in El Paso, where we have so many good independent Mexican restaurants. You can get a plate of three fried tacos stuffed with ground beef, potatoes, and cheese with a side of beans and rice for 22 cents. It's a lot cheaper than paying $14 for salmon salad. Yeah, you can get salads now at fast food chains, but they're covered in grated cheddar cheese. Who puts cheddar cheese on a salad? And they have bacon bits and sugary raisins, and they're smothered with dressing made of oil and milk. Ugh. El Paso is one of the U.S. cities with the highest rate of diabetes and obesity, but it's not our fault. I blame it on our parents. It's hard to eat healthy when you grow up like me, Mexican. When I was a kid, my mom fried potatoes in lard, and they were so greasy that if you didn't eat them fast enough and they cooled off, the lard would congeal on the roof of your mouth. We had to scrape it off with a tortilla. And if we ate broccoli, which we sometimes did, it came from a frozen bag. And my mom boiled it into a puree, and then she poured it into a casserole dish with cheese and milk and bacon, and then she baked it. And then the only remaining evidence that a vegetable used to exist are these pieces that float around like space debris inside an ether of gelatinous lactose. And the only raw vegetable we ever ate as kids was iceberg lettuce for our tacos. And iceberg lettuce has about the nutritional value of licking water off your uncle's face. Not that you'd want to do that, but my point is it's hard to break those habits when you're an adult. I try to eat healthy. I try to have a vegetable with every meal, broccoli, spinach, Salisbury steak. And I buy vegetables. The problem is I buy them, but they go bad on me. My vegetables always go bad. My broccoli joined a motorcycle gang. Okay, that's a bad joke. But stick around, and we are going to talk to Dimitri Karyotis about his new book, The Quiet Time.